What's good, y'all? Welcome back. It's your boy, Shiny Sean, coming back to you again on another Monday. Hope y'all had a good week. I had a good week. And, of course, we have another special guest, my other brother that I mentioned on a couple episodes ago. And I'm happy you're on the show. My brother DJ, what's good with you?
What's going on, man? How's everybody doing out there?
Yes, sir. Anyways, DJ, just tell them about yourself, man.
My name is Darnell Kennerson Jr., a.k.a. DJ. I'm from Chicago, Illinois, Southside, of course. I'm a sophomore at C-State. You know what I'm saying? I love the school, love my, you know, everything about it. You feel me? A little something going on with me. I'm a graphic design major, so if y'all need any designs, you know what I'm saying, in the terms of clothing, brand, logos, or anything like that, hit me up. Y'all can follow me on Twitter at DJ the King, DJ T-H-A King, or you can hit me up for my Gmail, Darnell, D-A-R-N-E-L. K-E-N-2 at Gmail. But yeah, man, I do all types of designs, man. I'm easy going person to get to talk to, get to know, all that good stuff. You feel me? Just hit my line and we can go from there.
Shoot, that's it. But anyways, DJ, what really got you into design? Like, what really just made you go into the arts?
Well, I was already in the arts. I was already doing stuff like that growing up. It took specific people in my life to help me realize that that's what I should be doing instead of the things that just make money. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference between having a job that pay the bills versus having a job that you love to do that also pay the bills. You know what I'm saying? So art was always in my life. So like I said, it wasn't until I met specific people here to help me realize that that's the talent I need to brush up on. You know what I'm saying? And that's some advice I could give y'all right there. Like, don't go for nothing that's just there because it'll make you some money. Go with something that you can wake up every morning knowing that this is the job I love to do. You know what I'm saying? And it just so happened for me that's the arts.
I like what you said about just being brushed up on. And one thing that I really took from it is just about me. Just brushing up on myself. And where I see the most where I need to be brushed up on is mentally. We had, you know, some conversation and just discussions about just mentally where we at. Mentally, how things are going, mentally how strong we are. And that's actually the topic for today, is just mentally, where's your mental at? How mentally strong are you? There, this world with so many problems, this world is crazy, and mentally we're not ready for it. So what's some of the problems that you see in society today that we show mentally weak?
In terms of society, I'm just going to speak for my generation because society is a broad, you know what I'm saying, audience to touch on. But in terms of my generation, I know that, you know, it's not just all bad. You got to look at things on a positive just as on a negative. So as far as positive, you know, I see a lot of, you know, brushed up black kings and queens, you know what I'm saying, going to college, getting on dean's list, doing what they got to do, you know what I'm saying, providing for their family, looking out for their family, doing as much as they possibly can, you know, and all that's just go to show that the mental for a lot of African-American young men and women are strong, you know what I'm saying, those mindsets are strong, you know what I'm saying, but then again, just as the positive, on the negative side, I do see people, you know, feeling as though that they have to resort everything to social media. Again, I'm talking about my generation. I feel like everybody, not everybody, but a vast majority of teenagers in our generation are trying to base their life off of social media. You know what I'm saying? They feel like just because these shoes is the hot topic and trending topic, I gotta have it. And if I don't have it, I'm not worth just as much as these people are on social media. And that's stupid, in my opinion. Why do you feel like you have to limit your worth to something that you see on social media? And that just because you don't know your worth, you don't know how you're supposed to be viewed, you don't know the standard that you're supposed to have within yourself so that other people can know the level that you stand at just by your presence in a room. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can go deep and deep into this, you feel me? It all goes back to what you were saying about the mental. There has to be something to change your mind, you know, so that if anything pops up, you know, like, I don't care what this is. This is not what I want to do, and it's not what I am. Let's use me for example. I'm the oldest of five young men, you know what I'm saying? And just that alone helps me realize the position I hold as just a brother. You know, first of all, family relationships are not always easy to hold, you know? So I'm blessed and I thank God for the relationship I have with my brothers. So, you know what I'm saying? Given the fact that they mean a lot to me and I mean a lot to them, there's a certain respect level I have to have with them just as much as that they have for me. So because I know my worth with them, I don't have to go to social media for confirmation that this is how I'm supposed to be acting, this is what I'm supposed to be wearing, this is what I'm supposed to be listening to, because I don't need nobody else's opinion on how I need to live my life. You know what I'm saying? And if I know how to live my life, then I'm not doing nothing but being a mirror for my brothers to look into to say, oh, well, he don't need no help, then I don't need no help. And that's how the progress starts. It starts at home. You know what I'm saying? It starts at home. Now, if you don't have a solid background on how you're supposed to live your life, then you're going to look to other things. And it just so happened that the other things you look at is things such as social media, other people. And those people that you look at may not have the best life. They might be trying to live a toxic life and they don't even know it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to look for something to live for. And if they look and try to live their life off the right person, okay, kudos to you. You know what I'm saying? You're doing it. Now you got some sort of insight on how you're supposed to do something. But just as much as you don't know and you just so happen to find a good person, you might find a wrong person. They might lead you to a place where you never wanted to go in the first place, like drugs. You know what I'm saying? Doing things you know you ain't got no business doing, and now you out here stuck and don't know how to continue your journey to where God wants you to go. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, I think that's another... I know that's another issue we have with this generation. You know what I'm saying? I can't speak for everybody's relationship with God. I can't. I can only speak for myself. And what I can say for myself is the reason why my mental is the way it is because I kept God everywhere I went. I don't know who says you got to do this by yourself, but whoever said it is lying to you. Don't believe it. Do not believe it. God is going to be there for you if you let him. You know what I'm saying? And it's impossible to do anything by yourself. That's why I have to keep my mind where it is. I have to, like, you know what I'm saying? Just allow God to come in your life and do the things that you feel as though you need him to do for you, because everything that you need to get done won't get done by yourself if you just think you're that strong to do it by yourself. You know? But I don't want to start off topic because, you know, I could preach to y'all if y'all want to. But nah, I mean, in terms of the mind, y'all, like, I just honestly think it starts at home, for real. Ain't nobody just going to come out the womb having a strong foundation in terms of what to think and how to think. Nah, you need that one person, or at least that one person, to look at their lifestyle and how they move, why they move that way, who taught them. You know what I'm saying? That's called a solid background, stability for you to lean on. You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't got that. I'm fortunate enough to have that for my parents. You know what I'm saying? Now, does that mean somebody else who couldn't get that from their parents can't get it? No, that's not what they mean, because you got great aunties, you got great uncles, you got good cousins, you got good sisters, good brothers who you can get it from, not just your parents. You know what I'm saying? So let's not use that excuse. Oh, man, my mama wasn't in my house, but my dad was. Or my dad wasn't in the house, but my mama was. Or my brother lived over here, my sister lived over there. All that's just excuses, y'all. It's excuses. Because at the end of the day, you're not going to get where you want to go because you're making excuses. Figure out a way to get there. That's how we live life. Everybody want to have a side story on why they in the state that they in. But don't nobody, not enough people, want to have a story where they had to build themselves up by themselves. And then once they felt like they were strong enough to take the next step, then they allow God to move in. But again, I'm preaching. I ain't trying to preach. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But
I definitely agree with you. Now y'all know, me and DJ, yes, we're Christians. But to my audience that are not Christians, just really know that you're not alone. Everybody is... had mental state. Just speaking on our generation, we are mentally weak. Yes, we are. We have a problem that we need to fix. And just know that you're not alone in this situation. So yes, if you don't have a family member that you can go talk to, you find someone to talk to. Whether it can be your friend, whether it can be a mentor, it can be your teacher, it can be a guidance counselor at your school. Find that. And, you know, my people who are adults, maybe talk to your friends, or maybe if you feel comfortable talking to one of your coworkers, talk to one of your coworkers. Find that person that you can talk to and But let's go to the next section, and it's with power. Mm-hmm. And what I know DJ said, you know, a lot of people, and I'm just going to speak into our generation, a lot of people, you know, have problems, but they don't know how much power they really have in their mind to overcome it. So, DJ, can you explain more on that?
And I was listening. You said in terms of how to overcome it, correct?
It's just people really don't know the power within. People don't believe that they have this power. Or they never witness it. So again, what we mm-hmm. talked about, right, having right. that person to talk to. Mm-hmm.
So okay, so this is how it is, y'all. Like, in order for you to know, for one, to know that you have power, you gotta ask yourself, what is power? Let's go even deeper. You know what I'm saying? What is this power we keep talking about? That power is nothing but just confidence to do what you feel as though is right in your own mind. That's all it is. It's confidence. If I know that I have the tools necessary to do this huge painting, you know what I'm saying? But it's just time consuming, and it's gonna take up a lot of extra thinking that I feel like I might not have. That I might not is me trying to overthink and me feeling as though I can't do it. You know what I'm saying? But because I have my head, you know what I'm saying, tied on straight, and I know that I could do anything I put my mind to, I'm not going to care about how long it take. I'm not going to care about the detail, and I'm not going to care about who going to try to critique it the way they feel as though it should be critiqued. Because at the end of the day, that's what I wanted to do. My vision, my thought process for this was simply, I can do this. That's power right there. That's all the power mm-hmm. you need. You need to know within yourself that I can do this. So now that I have explained the definition of what the power is, going now to answer your question was, how do I feel on the fact that most people don't know they have power? Now I explained what power was, then I feel as though it's unfortunate that people don't know or wasn't told enough that you can do this. You can do whatever you put your mind to. It may sound cliche, you know what I'm saying? You might hear it in a chick flick, or you might hear it somewhere, you know what I'm saying? But that's some real, that's some real info, straight up. That's real. And people don't get that enough. People don't. I don't care who think it's cheesy. I don't care who think it's, you know what I'm saying, too much. You need to hear that. Every once in a while, you need somebody to come to you and say, hey, I noticed the work you've been putting in, and I'm proud of you. Anything that you feel like you can do it, and you don't need nobody else's second opinion to do it either. Because you can, and it's in you. People need that, and that's the words of encouragement. To one person, to say that, it may not seem like a lot to say, you know what I'm saying? Even though you really feel as though that the words that you're saying is true, it may not feel like that's a lot. But to the person hearing it, it may be the absolute thing they need for their confidence. Everybody is not equally strong. Like, if that was the case, then the significance of one person, it wouldn't be significant at all, because everybody the same. Everybody different. Everybody got their own struggles they have to come up on, you know what I'm saying? And everybody's struggle can turn into everybody's mental strength. And that's something people don't have, you know what I'm saying? So like I said before, to answer your question, I feel like it's unfortunate that you don't know that you hold the power to do whatever you want to do mentally. Because it starts mentally. And then once you know for a fact this is what I'm finna do, and I got the confidence to do it, then through your actions, ain't nothing gonna stop you from carrying out what you feel like you need to get done. Because at this point, while you're doing it, people looking at you like, oh yeah, he got his head on straight. He know what he doing. He know exactly what he doing. And he ain't stopping either. He ain't slacking. He ain't putting as much energy on it today. And then tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, he in his room with his feet kicked up watching TV. Nah, he grinding. He said he gonna rest later. People see that, but you're not doing this for validation for nobody else. You're not doing this for, you know what I'm saying, public recognition. You're doing this for self-recognition, self-love, you know what I'm saying, mental toughness. You're doing everything you're doing for you, not for nobody else. When I pick up that pencil and I get on my sketch pad, I'm doing it because I need to progress myself. I need to get better. not because I want somebody to come up to me and say, hey, man, you dope. You dope, man. You dope, because I know I'm dope. I'm going to repeat that. I know I'm dope. Me telling my own self that I'm dope, me telling my own self that I can do anything I want to do without being cocky, while being humble, ain't doing nothing but boosting my mental strength, my power, my confidence. Because, again, I don't need nobody to tell me that I'm dope. Even though it's nice to hear every once in a while. But I know first within me I'm dope. I can get anything I need to get done the right way. And not to say I didn't know. Taking the time. I don't care if it take you a month to do what you need to do for yourself. The fact that you know you're going to get it done, and the fact that you're going to wait them 30 days to get it done, proves how strong you are mentally. It's patience. It's dedication. You know what I'm saying? It's being persistent. But again, like I said before, to answer your question, it's extremely unfortunate, man. Like, it's just unfortunate, and I feel like we need to do a better job with uplifting, you know what I'm saying, our generation.
Uplifting, and I'll give y'all an example on one of the problems that I faced when I was little, and that was me. I wanted to be the best I can be at football. I wanted to be that starting position, but, you know, I wasn't the best player. I wasn't really athletic. I had to work for my skills, and I really didn't have people praising me, saying, you can do this. I had people doubting on me. I had family telling me to quit the sport. I had, you know, people giving me negative thoughts, where my mentality is like, well, I'm questioning my own self.
That's real.
Maybe I can't do this. Maybe I can't be the best. Maybe I can't start for my football team.
That's real.
And so with the last section, we gave you the definition of power, of mentally. Now you got to overcome it. And so with what I did, I just had to keep on working. I just had to keep on going. And what I made a mistake on is I try to prove others wrong instead of making me, you know, grind and making me be the best because I wanted to do it. Because at the end of the day, that's the sport I love, and I wanted to be the best at it. The reason why I just kept on working was, yeah, I love the sport. Yeah, I want to play. But yeah, I need to prove others wrong. I don't need to worry about others. When you do something that you love, it's not only, yes, it's going to help others, but it's really going to help yourself too. So with the last section, we just got to overcome. And so what process can we do to start mentally overcome? Because this process, it ain't easy. It ain't something that can be dealt with overnight. It's a step-by-step process. So what ways can you tell people that we can start overcoming? Because we told them the definition of power. We don't know your problem, but we all have battles within our mind. We all have problems mentally that we need to fix. But what ways can we overcome it?
Well, now we have to break down what the it is. Mm. So, like I said earlier, y'all, everybody's situations are different. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's situations are different, but given the situations, everybody have a common goal, and that's to overcome that specific situation that y'all have. Now, let's shift our thinking into a soldier's mentality. You know what I'm saying? A soldier is not just gonna jump in the battle and just fight. You know what I'm saying? It takes some preparation in order if you want to win. You know, you gotta sit down with your troops, sit down with your general. Y'all gotta look at who the enemy is, what they like to do, what's their attack style. You know what I'm saying? How they finna come at you? What obstacles they trying to throw your way? Once you understand what it is you fighting and how they gonna come at you, now you can take the necessary steps to get towards that. You feel me? So in order to take those necessary steps, you have to be stable in your mind. In order to get someplace you never been, you got to do some stuff you ain't never did. So in order to do those things, take time out to tell yourself how great of a person you are. Treat yourself. Go see a movie. You know what I'm saying? Block everybody out. And it's not you being a wallflower or being antisocial. This is for your own self. Tell your girls, tell your homies, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I got to take me a little time to myself. I need some time to myself. I need, give me at least 2-3 hours. You feel me? And truth be told, you really don't have to ask them, because if they really want what's best for you, they gonna tell you, hey man, do what you gotta do. Let us know when you wanna cool it with us. You feel me? Dude, take your time. That's real. You know what I'm saying? So you need to take time for yourself and do some self-recognition. Build yourself up, treat yourself to whatever you feel like you deserve. You know what I'm saying? Because all the time, you may not realize that you're not giving yourself any credit. And that right there can, you know what I'm saying, degrade somebody's confidence level mentally. So first step, boost yourself up. Treat yourself to do, you feel me? Do what you want to do. Get yourself some confidence. Make yourself feel good. Go get your nails done. Go get a haircut. Go do whatever you feel is going to give you that sense of confidence. You know what I'm saying? Now you got that out the way. Two, first step in helping your mentality. Now that you've treated yourself, you have to put your foot down and stand ground on exactly what you want to do. So let's use me for an example. I'm a busy man, you know what I'm saying? And it feels as though for me, a lot of people try to demand my own time. They feel as though that they need me to do this at this time, and they need me to come over here and do this for them. And then when they're done with that, I got to come over here and do this, and then I should be able to go over it. Nah, that's too much. Because I'm at Central State University for me to get on Dean's List and graduate on time, for one. And then once I have enough scholarships for me to get and internships for me to have had experiences with, I'm gonna have a job straight out of college. That's the number one goal, but I can't fulfill my primary goal if I'm over here doing these secondary things for people that I really don't have to do. Again, I really don't have to do. Don't make my first mistake, and that's being too nice. Y'all gotta learn when to put y'all foot down to get things done for you first, and then anything else outside of that is secondary. You know what I'm saying? You are your priority. Right there, what I just said is a step in helping you realize how strong you are mentally. Because if you feel like you waking up every day to do stuff for other people, then what's your worth? If that's the case, then you just an asset to somebody else to get better. You're literally a tool for somebody else. And ain't nothing wrong with being a tool, but as long as you go back in your tool bag and know that that's enough for that person. Because a lot of people don't do that. So you done went out, you done got your hair done, your nails done, you feel me? You done got you a haircut, you done saw a movie, you done did whatever you done did to calm you down, to get you to the place you need to be. Mm-hmm. Now, you need to put your foot down and tell whoever is demanding your time, who is stressing you out, who is being a negative influence, I need a break from you. I need you to leave me alone for a little bit. I need you to realize that what you're doing to me is not cool. And you feel me? And if you are my friend, if you my homie, you my dog, you're going to realize that what you're doing is messed up and you ain't going to keep doing it. They either going to do one or two things. You know what, bro? My bad. My bad. That's messed up. And me ain't got to worry about that no more. Or they're going to get defensive and get swallowed up in their own pride and feel as though that what I'm saying is irrelevant. And then that just proves my point that they don't need to be in your life anyway. They're causing what we call unnecessary stress that we don't need. If they on your side, they on your side for a reason. And you're not finna sit here and act like you don't know if they really your homie, because you can tell if they really your homie from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? So make time for your own self. Realize who it is that's causing your stress. Tell them that they need to move out of your life so you can implement the necessary things to get your life moving. All right? Last and final step, once you've got those things done, once you don't put your foot down and remove people from your life, create a positive vibe all day long. If you gotta listen to music, gospel music, you know what I'm saying? If you just gotta surround yourself with that one person that's gonna give you a Bible scripture every 5 minutes, shout out to Asia and Deja, the twins on campus. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you just gotta do that, do it. Do it, because what you can't do is pity your own self and say, I don't know why I feel like this. I just feel so depressed. That means you know what you're feeling like and you ain't doing nothing to change it. It's called being pitiful, and that's something I ain't gonna keep doing in 2020. You feel me? If you know something wrong, fix it. It's simple as that. If somebody in your life that ain't for you, get them out. Stop trying to make excuses for people. You trying to put their feelings before yours, because that ain't gonna do nothing but hurt you. And now you stuck trying to figure out why you in this pool of retardedness. Excuse my French. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, we can't do that, man. We can't do that. So like I said before, treat yourself, uplift yourself, give you some personal recognition, build yourself up, make yourself feel good. You know what I'm saying? Once you do that, acknowledge what the issue is. You know what I'm saying? Put your foot down and remove those people from your life. And you know what I'm saying? Third and final step, make sure that your vibe is where you want it to be all day. And I'm only saying vibe. The only reason I'm saying vibe and not spirit is because I don't know how many Christians is out there. You know what I'm saying? You know, for my Christians out there, y'all know I mean spirituality. Keep God. Make sure that the anointing is high all day long. You know what I'm saying? For my people that are not Christians or of any different type of religion, you know what I'm saying? Whoever you pray to, whoever you go to at the end of the day, make sure that that person is the number one thing on your mind, the basis, your stability at the end of the day, all day. If you got to listen to music, if you got to draw something, if you got to write something, if you got to watch something, I don't know what you got to do. You feel me? Just do it to keep your mind at ease all day so that you don't got no excuses to say, I was doing good earlier today, but somebody came and ruined my vibe, and now I'm back being depressed. Those are what we call excuses, ladies and gentlemen. And especially for, you know what I'm saying, our generation, that's something we really need to stop. If you want to be better, then you know you're going to want to be better, so you're going to do those necessary things to be better. But like I said before, in order for you to get something that you ain't never got, you got to do something that you ain't never did to get it. So I just gave you three easy steps on how to deal, you know what I'm saying, with the power of the mind, even if you didn't know that you had power in your own mind. But those are some easy steps, you know what I'm saying? Me and Rashawn came up with to help y'all live y'all life the best way y'all can.
Nah, man. Nah. DJ, nah. You created that, man. For real. Because not only, you know, it's going to help everybody who's listening, but it definitely helped me.
That's what's up.
My first step, I already had the first step. I definitely going into my senior year of high school, I just definitely started to spend time with myself. You know, just go on walks. Where I'm from, Columbus, I walked around with you. Yeah. Walked around, just saw, you know, just how beautiful the campus was. And then just really just go spend time with myself, go listen to music, go watch movies. And so one thing that I was struggling with was the second step. And I'm still, you know, still working on that now, is literally standing up for myself, putting that foot down. Like, look, you really messing with my mental. I need you to either know that I'm trying to work on this and support it and leave me alone, mm-hmm. or just get out of my way. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely on the second step. As soon as I'm on the second, completely past the second step, the third step is easy. Because with, you know, just staying positive and just having a positive mindset, now, you know, you just can't let distraction get to you. You can't let, you know, other stuff take your eyes off that prize. And I talked about that on the other episode. Just staying focused.
And real quick, y'all, I don't want y'all to feel like, you know what I'm saying, these steps are something easy to do. Because, I wasn't going to preach to y'all, but for my Christians out there, we just came from church. You know what I'm saying? And the preacher talked about temptation. Mm. So when you feel as though you at that spot where now that all you have to do is just surround yourself with God, surround yourself with his presence, and here come that one person that you know gonna put you back in that ball of temptation, that ain't gonna be easy to do. It's not. But as long as you got your mind right, as long as you putting God first, as long as you done, you know what I'm saying, your mind done went to the weight room enough, and y'all done worked out a little bit, you should be straight, man. You should at least have the power to say no at bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
That way, he ain't just finna come in there and just change your whole mind. Nah, you're gonna put up a little fight. You're gonna put up a fight, but that's all you need to do. You feel me? But, man, y'all got this. I don't need to waste my time, you know what I'm saying? And I don't mean waste my time, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to sit here and, like, sit you down in the classroom and here go the ruler. Rule number one, this is what you need to do. Rule number two, nah, y'all smart. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how to fight, but y'all just probably not knowing exactly who y'all enemy is. You feel me? But, hey, check out Shawnee Shawn Mondays, man. Spotify, do what y'all got to do. If y'all need any designs, like avatar, if you want a picture that's drawn out in a cartoon version, hit my line. Matter of fact, I'll get my number out. 773-440-6000. 7799. Hit me up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool. Let me know who you are. Let me know if you need anything. I can send it to you. You know what I'm saying? We can discuss all those other things. That way, if you don't want to hit my line, hit me up on Twitter, DJ the King, DJ underscore THA King. You know what I'm saying? I'm here for y'all, man.
Hey, man, DJ, I just want to say just thank you. And that's a wrap for the episode. The episode is called Battle in the Mind. We talked about the problem, not just society, but within our generation. And then we described the power that you really have inside. Now you just got to overcome it. But anyway, DJ, I just want to say thank you. No problem, man. I'm so grateful that you was on this episode. It means a lot to me. Mm-hmm. You're my brother. You know, you're my ride, die, dog. And, you know, it's time to get things rolling. It's 2020. It's time to get it going.
Yes, sir.
But anyways, I love each and every one of y'all, kings and queens. Y'all have a great week, and we are out.